WHDD Robinhood Radio presents The Locavore Way with Amy Kotler, helping you rediscover and enjoy the pleasures of locally grown food.
This is The Locavore Way, and I'm Amy Kotler, talking fresh about seasonal ingredients and culinary improvisation. It's spring. Pass the peas, please. Let's shell some peas at least once this season. I know they've gone out of fashion because they're time-consuming, but take the time once. They sure are good. Just plunge them into boiling water with a few sprigs of mint. Drain them, toss them with a little bit of salt and butter, and you will never look back. Taste the difference. You've been eating frozen peas all winter, and the difference is phenomenal. And of course, sugar snaps make it easy for everyone. And they're really great right now from the farmer's market or your backyard. I love planting sugar snaps with my daughter. It's a great way to teach her about where her food comes from. I remember when she was little, toddling out to the garden. We pressed our fingers into the soil and dropped a pea into each hole, and 2 months later, we were eating them, raw, right off the vine, and they never made it back to the kitchen. You can use sugar snaps in just about anything. Pull off the string, snap the ends, eat them raw. Plunge them into boiling water, drain them, and toss them in just a hair of sesame oil with a little bit of hot chili pepper flakes and salt for a slightly Asian kick. I really enjoy them in fresh grain salads, pasta salads, and just out of hand. When I buy them in the farmer's market, just like from the garden, they often don't make it home. Peas enjoy being paired with anything in the salt family. Bacon in risotto, feta in a salad, or just plain coarse salt. I just like making a plain risotto, putting in peas and crumbled up local bacon at the very end of cooking to give it that salt and sweet taste that's really so inviting. I also love peas in pasta salad, particularly in anything that has a little hole in it, like a shell or orchiette. The hole catches the peas, and something about that is cozy to eat. Sugar snaps are great stir-fried, but if you want to spend the labor, you can slit them open and put in some fresh local goat cheese, which has kind of become an hors d'oeuvre classic. A little labor-intensive, but fun. You get the crunch and the unctuous richness of the cheese, which is a nice combination.
The Locavore Way is written and hosted by Amy Kotler, produced in cooperation with WHDDRobinhoodRadio.com. Amy worked as the web food forum host for the New York Times, and her food articles have been published in periodicals including Fine Cooking, Kitchen Garden, and others. Amy has written 5 cookbooks, including Fresh from the Farm, the Massachusetts Farm to School Cookbook, and most recently, The Locavore Way, Discover and Enjoy the Pleasures of Locally Grown Food. Amy's on Facebook with The Locavore Way and at locavoreway.com on the web.